John, this is a blow. This is unsettling. That Boulevard Brewery, an institution in Kansas City, is being sold to foreign buyers. How did this happen?
Well, I just turned 60, Frank, and I've been, over the last couple of years, looking for a good partner for the brewery going forward. Not that we're not doing great, but I just been worried about the transition for some time and, talked to a variety of different types of people and institutions. And about 3 or 4 months ago, I thought of this iconic brewery in Belgium who I have the utmost respect for. They've been around forever. And I started talking to them. And the more we talked, the more I like them, the more I believe they really are a lot like us. They're a larger company than we are worldwide, but here in the United States, we're actually a larger company than they are. You know, we're very strong in the central Midwest. They have a little more presence on the East and West Coast than we do. So, you know, the combined sales forces will, you know, make us a lot stronger. I worry a little bit about the messaging here in Kansas City, but frankly, from a brewing perspective, this is just a fantastic piece of news.
What do you mean you're worried about the messaging in Kansas City?
Let's face it, when Anheuser-Busch got bought a couple, 3 years ago, that was a company that was really owned by Brazilians but still based out of Belgium. And so I could just see this, you know, Kansas City brewery bought by Belgians, you know. But really anybody that knows anything about beer and would say that Duvel is anything but a iconic world-class brand doesn't know anything about beer. So, you know.
Yeah, but
still, so we'll have to educate them.
But you have, I mean, honestly, Boulevard Brewing is as Kansas City as the Royals or the Chiefs or Gates, or, you know, it's as Kansas City as it gets. When you take the majority Kansas City ownership out of it, does that pose a problem?
I don't think so. I mean, I'm still invested. I'll still be here every day. I mean, Lamar, the Hunts don't live in Kansas City. I mean, it's a world, it's a global world out there. And I think, you know, you have to take advantage of that and be cognizant of it. And I think what we've done are two very iconic craft brewers, one out of Belgium and one here in Kansas City, are connected now. And that's a very, very good thing. I've got a huge amount of my money tied up in this brewery going forward. And frankly, if I have to sit on every bar stool in Kansas City and have this conversation, I will.
Great. Thank you, John.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.